Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for April 5th, 2023, Maundy Thursday, is based on John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17 and verses 31 through 35. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Love One Another. A reading from John in the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so I now say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the humble servant King. Amen. I don't think that Maundy Thursday gets enough love in the life of the church. For me, this is one of the most powerful services of the year, even more so than Ash Wednesday or Good Friday or even Easter Sunday or Christmas Eve. In our reading tonight from John, I am struck and how Jesus doesn't just phone in the remainder of his ministry when he knows he has important things to do in the preparation for his death. Rather, Jesus prioritizes being with his friends, his disciples. He dines with them, he teaches them, and he humbles himself to serve them. This is a reading that focuses on the communal nature of what it means to follow Jesus. And in this service, we live out that command to love one another, and we will humble ourselves to serve one another tonight as well. Often this service gets overlooked because of what comes next. Tomorrow, Jesus gets crucified and dies on the cross. And on Easter, the tomb is empty, and Jesus has risen from the dead. The focus of those 2 days is often what those events mean for our eternal future. They give us great hope. But what do we do with that hope? Do we keep it to ourselves and go about our daily lives unchanged? Or does it empower and embolden us into a new way of living? That's why I think Maundy Thursday is so important. It is the preparation for us to understand what we are called to do with the newfound hope that we have in the resurrected Christ. Jesus sums up his years of teaching with a new command. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples and you have love for one another. This new command does not negate all of the previous teachings of the faith. Rather, it's a summary of Jesus' teachings and a way forward for how we are to conduct ourselves. It reminds us that Jesus' life and teachings are important to our lives moving forward. The book of John has 18 chapters dedicated to Jesus' life and teachings. The crucifixion and the resurrection are only the last 3 chapters, 19 through 21. So what is at the heart of Jesus' teachings about how we are to love our neighbor? To love is to serve. Love demands that we stretch beyond the boundaries of our comfort to attend to others' needs. Jesus' action of washing the feet of the disciples is a way for him to show them what it looks like to step down from a place of power or privilege and to do something for someone, not because they deserve it or we feel obligated to do it, but because they truly need it. Jesus even goes so far as to wash the feet of the person who is about to betray him into the hands of the people who will crucify him. Jesus demonstrates the kind of all-encompassing and all-inclusive love to which he is calling his followers to live out in their lives. Jonathan Walton puts it this way: Jesus' actions can inspire us to look beyond ourselves. In what ways might we get involved in our community to wash the feet or serve others? Volunteering time at a homeless shelter, like Family Promise. Serving at a community food bank, like Lebanon Food Pantry or the Community Meal. Providing homework assistance at an under-resourced school. I would add, helping rebuild homes in Appalachia. These are acts of love consistent with Jesus' example. If our churches are only concerned with the souls of individuals while ignoring their material needs, we will soon be a church that is so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good. Jesus' life should inspire us to pursue those whose feet we might wash, just as it calls us to interrogate why the feet of some are more entrenched in the muck and mire of social misery than others. This is the Christian life, he says. People will recognize us by how we love one another. People will recognize us by how we love each other. An old familiar camp song spells it out. They will know we are Christians by our love. By our love, by our love. Yes, they will know we are Christians by our love. But showing that Christ-like love is not always easy. It takes practice. The disciples were learning it firsthand from Jesus for 3 years, and they still tend to mess it up. The good news is that the love we receive from Jesus never fails. It is a love that we get to experience firsthand each week in our confession and forgiveness, as well as in Holy Communion. God comes to us in a real way in the bread and wine to show us God's all-encompassing love. A love that says, I will provide for your earthly needs in the bread and the wine, and your spiritual needs in your connection to me. Tonight, as we get to bask in that amazing love for what Christ did and continues to do for us, I pray that it moves us towards seeking out ways to share that love in tangible ways like Christ commanded us. Tonight, we will have the opportunity to be served and to serve in love and to receive blessings in 4 different ways. In just a moment, there will be 4 options for you to go and partake in as you wish. You can partake in all of them, some of them, none of them, whatever you choose. But there will be 4 stations, 1 here in the front where you can come to have your feet washed, a station in the back where there will be prayers for healing and anointing. In the front here, there'll be a station where you can do a remembrance of baptism. There'll be someone there to do the remembrance of baptism for you if you'd like, or there's a second card there if you want to do a remembrance of baptism with someone that you came with this evening or someone else, you can do that as well. And last but not least, there'll be a spot up here where you can come for a time of individual confession. Music will be playing in the background as you have the opportunity to visit again as many of the stations as you are comfortable. And once you have visited all the stations that you wish to visit, please return back to your pew. And once everyone is seated, we will continue with our service. And so this Maundy Thursday, let us receive love through service. Allow yourself to be served, loved, and blessed, so that you are empowered and emboldened to go out to love and serve others as well. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have 2 Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background are welcome at RLC.